Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right. Welcome back to the Great Connect podcast. I am Carrie Allen. And today we are pulling apart another piece of well-being. And we are going to talk about social well-being. Is that a thought that you've had before, that we could have social well-being? It's interesting because I have always known how important the community aspect is to our well-being. It's truly in my personal philosophy that we utilize at the Human Array, which is a water wheel, and that the community or your friends and family, etc., is the water, and the wheel is your personal work, right? So the water is what makes the wheel turn, what makes progress, what makes forward movement, what generates energy. But that's your individual work, right? So you take something, you scoop up some water, and you do your own work with it. And then you can offer it back into the community. And that to me is like the perfect description of how we work both individually and collectively to support ourselves and to make progress, and how evolution happens truly. And when you're in community, you have this ability to actually participate in a way where you're listening to others. Others are reflecting things back to you. And in that environment, we all live in our own little bubble, right? We talked about that from a mental well-being standpoint. So you have this experience, and then it offers something to you like, oh man, I never thought of that that way. That totally shifts my perspective, and I need to do some rethinking about that. How can I spend some time understanding that? And that to me is the value of being in community, because it supports us doing our individual work. We can't sit in a room by ourselves. We would never have any experiences. And yet if we're always in community and we never take anything and do our own personal work with it, things become stagnant. The water doesn't move. And that's when disease breaks out or mold or any of these things, right? You see water that sits still, all the bacteria raises to the surface because it's not moving. The moving water is what allows for progress and for flow to happen truly. All right, welcome back. Quick change of venue. Kids are home from school. I didn't get all my stuff done before they got here. So here I am finishing up this recording so that we can keep things moving while the juices are flowing, right? Sometimes we get in that flow and we just can't stop. So I want to continue on this conversation about social well-being. So we talked a little bit about the importance of that community aspect for us to continue our own personal evolution, the water wheel, and that movement and progress that happens for us individually as well as collectively based on connection and participating in community, groups, family, all different versions of groups or communities. So let's talk a little bit more about what does social well-being then mean? Because I had somebody actually just the other day say, yeah, well, you kind of got to be out of community to be able to do your work. And I was like, oh, I actually feel very differently. But here's the thing. When we start to pull apart social well-being, what we need to remember and consider is the fact that we actually need to determine what is the right level? What is the right level of socializing? Get that word out. That we need. Because as we move through different phases of life, our value exchange around socializing shifts. Certain times we need a little bit more alone time, a little bit more inner time. Other times we need smaller groups. Other moments in life, we need big groups. We can need the enthusiasm of a large crowd or a large group of friends. And sometimes it's just that one-to-one connection. So our social well-being is actually tapping into what fills your cup and what drains your cup. Right? Because if we're talking about well-being, our well-being, just like the waves from the emotional perspective, are all about creating that consistent calm for us that feels good in our body. And socializing, we've been given a lot of how to, how much, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, right? Like the world just wants to tell you what to do, and it's up to you to decide. What's true for you? What's right for you? There are a lot of people that identify with introverts or extroverts and how they get their energy. Yes, identify with that. Take what resonates with you in that. And know that on top of that, that can shift and change year to year, month to month, season to season. Because when we're in winter, our style of socializing changes. Our need to socialize changes. We're in the inner time, the hibernation period. Yeah, we may want to socialize, but we may want to do it in front of a fire, just me and one other person, versus in the summer, we may want a big backyard barbecue with all the energy and all the enthusiasm because the season is different. So, whether that seasonal shift happens with the actual seasons throughout the course of the month, over a period of time, maybe years, as your life ebbs and flows between different seasons of life, your social well-being should revolve around what is feeling good for you right now. And we need to remember that we do need other people. So when we've started to spiral inward, like in winter time, we need to pay attention to when are we getting that spike or spark of energy to go back out and connect with others. Because that's really important. It's really important to socialize belonging. There's been a lot of conversation around belonging, community. These are like all the buzzwords. Why? Because we all went deep in for a really long time, and people are like, I need other people. I can't do this. I'm in my own head too much. Remember that voice we talked about in the mental well-being? Here we are back into it. If we're only in our head, we don't ever have the opportunity to get out of that conversation that we are creating in our own world. So, taking the time to identify what feels good for you and allowing that to ebb and flow is what I call social well-being. Sometimes that means you have to give yourself a little push. Because if we go back to that mental well-being, we start creating those crevices of inward, of smaller groups. And that doesn't mean that that's wrong. It just means give yourself a chance to explore and try different types of socializing to determine what's true for you. And because we talked about seasons, remember to try it over and over again. Not every single time. You don't need to force. I am not asking you to do something that does not feel good in your body. I am reminding you that your body changes all the time. Your world changes all the time. The people around you change all the time. So every once in a while, you need to get back out there and try that thing that's like, ah, I didn't enjoy that last time. It's been a little bit. Something in me is saying, you know what? I do want to go to that party and I want to see. And guess what? You're an adult. You can leave if you want to. But try it. Give yourself a fair shake at different types of socializing. One-to-one conversations can be terrifying for some people. Oh, I have to actually talk. I have to converse. I have to get deeper with that person. Whereas staying in that bigger group feels safer because I don't actually have to go deep with anybody. Everybody has a different barometer and a different unique well-being sense when it comes to being social. So, what's your value exchange? How do you keep tuning your value exchange when it comes to your inner time and your socializing time. I encourage you to think about this, right? Not just, I didn't like that, I'm not doing it again. What was going on for you? Did you prod and push yourself to go into that situation and it wasn't the right time for you? Okay. So maybe next time you decide before you go, yes or no, right? How can we start to discern for ourselves what feels good for socializing for us uniquely at every unique juncture and season of our lives? Look at this. My necklace is upside down. So when we think about social well-being, we need to think about that exchange, that reminder that when you start telling yourself that this feels safe, you're going to start wiring your brain to say, this is the only way I want to socialize. And sometimes you got to input new information in there to try it out, to learn whether it still feels good or whether it's different. So don't get stuck in that rut. Just like we talked about the stories in our mental well-being from a socializing perspective. Every once in a while, you need to branch out a little bit, test the waters again. Remember, there's a million different factors when you socialize, different groups of people, different venues, different events, different seasons, different moments in your life. And so take all of that into consideration to start to discern when is good for you and when isn't. So you don't get stuck in that rut of only one type of socializing. And sometimes that rut keeps us more narrow and brings us into that inward spiral. We need to remember to spiral back out as well. So when we think about social well-being, it layers into, as I mentioned, a lot of mental well-being. Isolation becomes depression because we're not getting that input from other people. And when we socialize, we feel their energy. So pick your right people. Say, this person is really uplifting to me. It's going to feel great to have a conversation and coffee with them. Give yourself that spark. I was fortunate to be able to take my mom and my daughter to the Nutcracker a couple of years ago. And we hadn't been to the Nutcracker in a really long time. And I think my mom hadn't been since I was a kid. And that isn't something she does very much anymore. And she couldn't stop talking afterwards about how amazing it felt to be there. That is a very high vibe environment. You've got art, you've got people that are enthusiastic, there's joy, there's happiness, high vibrations, lifts your spirits, right? So if you're trying to lift your spirits, find a social event that is going to lift you up. If we're only finding things that are pulling us down, or we're going in with the mentality that it will pull us down, then that's what's going to fill our social well-being. And so then we may retract even more. So situational information, perception, perspective, expansion is so very important when it comes to your social well-being. You got to keep an eye on it. Make sure you're getting those inputs so that you can keep carving those new pathways for yourself socially, which are going to help you continue to expand, to evolve, to recognize the other parts of your well-being that may be on or off for you at the moment. And so getting out there and being with others is going to support your social well-being. You know, I'm going to say it again, because the human array is a community marketplace intentionally. I didn't want some flat do-it-yourself, you interacting with you in your mental world experience. I wanted you to be with people, talk about things, share your opinions, have discourse, discuss, be sparked by somebody else. Expand your perspective because they see things differently than you, or they've had a different experience, or they've been somewhere and they inspire you. That's why we're a community marketplace. To help you connect with other people. Because that connection is what's going to help you support yourself and your overall well-being all the way around. So, tell me, what do you think about social well-being? Have you ever heard that before? How do you think about socializing? How does that support your overall well-being? Is it a piece of the puzzle and the pie that you're thinking about on a regular basis? to understand your overall well-being and where you are and where it's out of balance. We'd love to hear from you. Certainly join us in the human array to start dipping your toe in that water, experiencing community, supportive community. We'd love to have you there, hear what's coming up for you and how you're thinking about your well-being, and support you with the additional resources that are going to help you make that change that you're looking for in your life. So join us at the human array, and we're going to come back and do the last part of well-being, or at least for now, spiritual well-being. I look forward to seeing you then. Till then, be well.